crossing off all these ideas on here, and I love that for us. So I'm gonna get rid of that, and then we're going to record, and then we're done. Those are your two for this week. And yeah, so let's get to it. And we're live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, mama girl, welcome back to yet another Prep and Land podcast. I'm Jamie, your travel agent, and today we are diving into a super fun topic, how to make your travel memories last with some easy and creative crafts for you and the kids to do. Whether you've just come back from a big family vacation or even a short weekend getaway, these activities are perfect for turning those travel moments into lasting keepsakes. So grab your kids, a few supplies, your water, and come on in here and let's get crafting. First up is a classic travel memories jar. These are not only simple, but they are also cute to have around the house. After each trip, you'll gather little souvenirs like sand, seashells, rocks, or even ticket stubs, anything small that fits in a mason jar. Once you're home, fill the jar with these treasures, label it with the name of the destination and the date, and boom, you've got a little time capsule of your trip. What I love about this is that kids get really excited about collecting these little mementos during the trip, and it's a great way to display them once you're home. Plus, the jar makes a lovely decoration that you can show off on the shelf or the mantelpiece. Next, we have DIY travel scrapbooks. If your kids love pictures and storytelling, this one is perfect. It's as simple as printing out photos from your trip and putting them into a scrapbook. You can add fun extras like ticket stubs or brochures or even postcards. The best part is letting your kids take the lead. Maybe they want to write little captions or doodle around the photos or even decorate the pages with stickers. This craft is such a wonderful way to relive your travels as a family. Each page becomes a personal story. Years from now, you'll flip through that scrapbook and remember not just the destinations, but the special moments you shared. For those who love maps and adventure, try making a map pin board. Here's how it works. Get a world map or even just a map of your country and pin it to a cork board. And every time you visit a new place, stick a pin on that location and connect it to a small printed photo of your trip with a piece of string. It is a great visual way to track your travels as a family. Your kids will love being part of it. They can help place the pins or pick the photos, and over time, you'll see the map fill up with memories of all the places you've been. It's not just a craft. It's an evolving travel journal that you can hang up on the wall and enjoy for years to come. Now, if you're looking for something a little more personalized, how about making travel photo collage letters? Here's the idea. Get a large cardboard or wooden letters, maybe the first letter of the city or the country you visited, and cover them with printed photos from your trip. So, for example, if you visited Paris, you'll get the letter P, and you'll decorate the letter P with all the fun pictures that you took there. This is such a cool visual way to commemorate your travels, and your kids will love picking out pictures and gluing them down. Okay, so let's talk about something simple but super fun. Postcard art. Pick up some postcards from each place you visit, and when you get home, let your kids create a postcard collage. When they're done, you can hang it up in their room, or you can even make it into a banner that celebrates all of the places that you've been. You could also write a little memory from the trip on the back of each postcard to make it even more personal. I think that this is such a cool way to display postcards instead of letting them get lost in a drawer somewhere. Here's one that your kids will love, especially if you visit nature-heavy places. Memory rocks. Collect small rocks from your travels, and when you get home, paint them. You can write on them about your destination and where you went, when you went on the rocks, and then let your kids draw a picture that reminds them of the travel. It's a simple, hands-on thing to do, something that they'll be proud of. And once they're all painted and sealed, you can put them in a jar or a garden or even around the house as little reminders of your adventures. Next up, we have luggage tag keepsakes. This one is super easy and practical. Grab some blank luggage tags or make your own out of a piece of cardboard and let your kids decorate them with stickers, stamps, or drawings. You can even write down their favorite memory from the trip on the back. Not only are these great little keepsakes, but you can actually use them for future trips too, which I think is pretty cool. For something that really stands out, try making a travel shadow box. This is a three-dimensional craft where you'll collect little souvenirs like tickets or coins or small maps and arrange them inside a shadow box frame, along with a couple of photos from your trip. You can hang it on the wall, and every time you walk by, it's a little mini travel museum right in your home. Kids love helping decide what goes into the box, and it is such a beautiful way to capture the essence of your travels. Want to make something the kids can wear? Try making destination bracelets. All you need are some beads, some letter beads, and elastic string. Your kids can spell out the names of the destinations on the bracelets, like London or Hawaii, and add fun travel-themed charms like tiny airplanes or palm trees. It's quick, it's easy, and they can wear it to remind them of their trip. Last but not least, why not start a travel journal? Give each of your kids a small notebook where they can draw pictures, write about their favorite moments, or glue in photos and souvenirs. It's a wonderful way to encourage them to document the trip from their perspective. Whether they're young or a little older, travel journals are personal, creative, and fun to visit later on. So, there you have it, 10 fun, easy travel theme crafts that you can do with your kids and make those family trips even more memorable. Whether it's a travel journal, a memory jar, or a shadow box, these activities are not just about craft. They're about spending quality time together and preserving special moments from their adventures. So listen, thanks for tuning into today's episode. If you've got a favorite craft or activity that you do with your kids after traveling, I would love to hear about it. If you like this information, share it with your family and friends. And don't forget to subscribe for more family-friendly travel tips and ideas. If you have any questions or want to know about materials to get started, you can go to my website, www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com. As always, Mama Girl, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Till next time, Mama Girl. Peace.